Grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. How do you feel about surprises? Maybe depends on the surprise. I mean, if a friend came up to you and said, I am going to take you on an all-expenses-paid trip to Fiji. Surprise! Okay, right? Yes? But if the federal government says to you, you still owe $3,000 in taxes this year. Surprise! Maybe not, right? Still, even good surprises, if they keep coming at you over and over and over again, can get to be a little bit much. For example, I turned 50 this past year. Yes, my 18-year-old reminds me at every opportunity that I am a half a century now. My wonderful husband decided he was going to have all of these surprises for me. He had surprises, you know, meeting friends out for food, bringing lots of goodies into the house, lots of gatherings over at our house. And after about 6 weeks of this, I said, thank you so much, and I love you, and please stop. Because it can just get to be a lot, you know? So when I hear about Peter in Acts chapter 10, that this surprise is something that is not welcome in his life, I get it. Because ever since he met Jesus, it has been one surprise after the next. You're gonna leave everything you know and you're gonna follow me. Surprise. And we're gonna eat with tax collectors and sinners. Surprise. And I'm going to go to the most holy site in Judaism, the temple, and I'm going to cause a huge stir. I'm going to knock over tables and tell people what's what. Surprise! And then, of course, there's the whole, you know, death, resurrection, and ascension thing. I think by Acts chapter 10, Peter has kind of had it with surprises. But today, as we complete this worship series that you have been participating in for about 6 weeks now, where you're developing community, you're asking tough questions. The question today, the final question, is where do we go from here? And I cannot imagine a better reading than Acts chapter 10 to discuss that question. Because ultimately, it leaves us with a challenging and beautiful call, one that is full of the love, grace, and mercy of God. Okay, so in Acts chapter 10, I know it was a bit of a long reading, so if you started to trail off at the end, quick recap, okay? So we've got two guys in this reading that are important. First guy, Cornelius, he's kind of an important guy. The most important thing we need to know is that he's a Gentile, which means he was considered outside the promises of God. But in Luke chapter 2, remember, the same person that wrote Acts wrote Luke. In Luke chapter 2, we're told that the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, is going to be a light to the Gentiles. And here in Cornelius, promise fulfilled. He has heard the good news, and he is a devout follower of the God of heaven and earth. He prays all the time. He's extraordinarily generous. And gives away what he has in the name of God. And so he's praying one day, and a messenger, an angel, comes to him and says, I need to surprise Peter, and you're going to help me. You need to go find this guy. Well, then we have Peter, you know, had it up to here with the surprises of God. So he's in a trance. He's hungry. I can get a trance when I'm hungry. I don't know about you. So he's hungry. He's waiting for his food. He gets in a trance, and he sees this vision. There are all these animals. All these animals that he's forbidden to eat. And he is a devout follower of God as well, and has spent his whole life following the law of God. And the law of God doesn't take a vacation at mealtime, right? So he's following the law of God, and all these animals were forbidden. And the voice says, kill and eat. And what does he say? Nope. this is a surprise I'm not ready for, and we're not going to talk about this. No, I'm just not doing it. And only after Cornelius shows up does he begin to understand that that vision was not just about what was on his plate. That vision was about reminding him that the love of God in Christ Jesus is so expansive that it extends to every single person everywhere. That there is no one, in fact, who is outside of the promises of God. That even this Cornelius, who had been considered, you know, a Gentile, he's an outsider, he is a receiver of the expansive, limitless love, grace, and mercy of God. Surprise! So here we are with the question, where do we go from here? You've been challenged to look at relationships in different ways, to enter into conversation with people in different ways. Where do we go from here? Well, Acts 10 tells us, be ready to be surprised. Be ready to be surprised. The people that God puts in your path. The direction God is calling you to go. The boundaries that we set up that God is crossing over. Be ready to be surprised. Now, what does that look like? I think the Spirit gave me the perfect example this week, and it's about Pastor Kristen. And I tell this I use this example for two reasons. Number one, because I think it's really inspiring. And number two, she's not here and she can't stop me. But you all know that Pastor Kristen is a volunteer chaplain with the Albuquerque Police Department, right? I think she would be the first one to tell you she was pretty surprised by that call because it was nowhere on her radar. She doesn't have any family members who serve with the Albuquerque Police Department. She has no connection to them before this call from God. I would imagine that call just kind of tucked itself in her mind and in her heart for a little while she thought, I don't have time for this. I have so many things going on. I have children. I have, you know, a call at a congregation. I have a husband. I have all these things. But God just persisted like God did with Peter. And eventually she said, okay. And because by the grace of God, she responded to that call, she gets to be part of communities that she never imagined she'd be a part of. The Albuquerque Police Department, the chaplains at the Albuquerque Police Department, and this community that no one wants to be a part of, victims of trauma in our city. And yet, through her willingness to be surprised and embrace that surprise, she gets to be a part of the expansive, limitless, unconditional love, grace, and mercy of God in all of those communities. Where do we go from here? We got to get ready to be surprised. And I think one of the biggest surprises where we have to start is the surprise that the unconditional, limitless love, grace, and mercy of God is for you and for me. I don't know about you, but I am well aware that I am not perfect. Anyone else here flawed? Anyone? Okay, thank you for making me feel better. Yes. And yet, God has said to you and to me in our baptism that we are empowered by the Holy Spirit. We are named and claimed by God in Christ, and we are called to be a part of God's ministry in the world. Amen?
Amen.
Surprise! So where do we go from here? I don't know. I mean, maybe you're going to hear something in Lutheran advocacy ministry. And maybe that idea is just going to lodge itself in your mind and you're going to say, I don't have time for this. I don't have the gifts for this. I don't know. I have to forget about it. Oh, but God is persistent, right? until eventually, maybe, surprise, you understand that God is calling you to it. Maybe there's somebody at work or somebody at school or somebody in your neighborhood that you just keep coming across. And they're not somebody that you've really been friends with before or you know much about, and you think, I don't really have time to get to know this person. I look at my to-do list. I don't have time for this. Ah, but they just keep popping up. Surprise! That could be the way God is calling you into deeper relationship. Because friends in Christ, God is persistent. Amen?
Amen.
God has called you, amen?
Amen?
And God is not letting you go.
Amen.
Amen. So be ready to be surprised. Amen?
Amen.
Thanks be to God.